let's get to a story that we've been talking about throughout the program. These 200 or so Chinese firms that are based either in China or in Hong Kong that until recently threatened to perhaps face delisting of American stock exchanges or from American stock exchanges. That seems to be no longer the case. Let's take a closer look at the story with Amanda Icone, Bloomberg's tax reporter, joining us from right outside Washington, D.C. Boy, I remember a couple of months ago, this was a heated issue. How did this get cracked open to a point where we seem to have a little bit of success right now?
Sure, that's right. Well, if you remember that the U.S. Audit Board inked a deal with China in August that set up a framework allowing the regulator for the first time to get access to audit internal records like work papers, to be able to interview staff and take testimony for investigations. And that framework allowed the board to send staff over there this fall, and they've been hard at work taking a look at the work of audit firms based in China and Hong Kong.
Have found all the information that they were looking for? Has the risk of delisting gone away, or is it just diminished now?
Sure. Well, the risk hasn't entirely gone away. These companies aren't quite out of the woods yet, but the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board announced this morning that they do, in fact, have the access they need to be able to inspect and investigate audit firms based in these two jurisdictions. And that's a significant first step, right, to ensure that auditors based in China and Hong Kong are subject to the same level of oversight as firms in the U.S. and really around the world. The board has been trying to get that, to provide that level of scrutiny for over a decade now, and has long been rebuked by the Chinese government, which has really considered audit work papers as state secrets until this agreement was inked over the summer. And in terms of what it means for these companies, you know, there is a 2020 U.S. law that is still on the books that really triggered this negotiation between China and the U.S. that led to this opening of audit firm access that we're talking about here tonight. And that law, is still on the books. And the board has said that if China impedes its work in any way, that it would change its verdict, that it would find again that China is again interfering with this U.S. regulatory inspection. And that could trigger a three-year compliance window for companies to find, once again, a PCAOB-compliant auditor or face delisting. PCAOB watchers and even members of Congress are cautiously optimistic, but this is really considered to be like a first step to ensuring that this routine scrutiny continues in the weeks and months ahead.
As we've been following the story over the years, I can't tell you the number of people from Asia who have pointed out to us, and I need verification on this, that the listing standards in Hong Kong are much stricter than those for the ADRs that would trade here in the U.S. So clearly in this case, the resistance seemed to stem, as you pointed out, from concern about confidentiality and national security. I mean, does that show up when the shoe is on the other foot, so to speak, when you have accounting standards? Can that play a part in what's disclosed if you're concerned about national security, let's say?
Right. So it's important to understand what it is that the PCAOB is looking at. They're looking at the work of the auditors, not necessarily the internal records of the company that's under audit. And so there, the PCAOB has had to work through those thorny issues with their counterparts in Beijing. The CSRC, the China Securities Regulatory Commission, put out a statement tonight that our Bloomberg colleagues have reported on. And it includes a note that that both parties performed their supervisory duties and met regulations for information security protection. I mean, that sounds to me like that China felt that those concerns were adequately addressed through this process, but it remains to be seen if that cooperation and that mutual understanding will continue. The board chairwoman, Erica Williams, said today that the board is preparing to continue to do routine inspections again in 2023. And so there will be more opportunities to test out this August deal to see if it still holds.
Yeah, maybe a sigh of relief for those U.S.-based investors that have been holding some of these Chinese ADRs today. many of them caught a bid early in the session, kind of in the pre-market, but they ended lower across the board, and the NASDAQ Golden Dragon China Index ended down in concert with much of the U.S. equity market today. Amanda, thank you so much for taking time to chat with us. Amanda Icone is a Bloomberg tax reporter joining us from right outside Washington, D.C. here on Daybreak Asia.